Chapter 35. Clark. They had been walking for hours, making widening concentric circles through the woods, trying to cover every inch of terrain. The backs of Clark's legs were burning, but she relished the sensation. The physical pain was a welcome distraction from her thoughts. The flames engulfing the sides of the infirmary tent, Wells's arms like handcuffs around her, the sickening crack as the walls collapsed.
"Hey, look over here!"
Clark turned to see Bellamy kneeling on the ground near the spot where she'd discovered Octavia's ribbon, staring intently at what appeared to be footprints in the dirt. She was no tracker, but the marks of struggle were easy to read. Whoever had left the prints hadn't been on a pleasant stroll through the woods.
"It looks like someone was running or in a fight," Clark said softly.
She refrained from finishing the sentence, almost like someone had been dragged away. They'd assumed Octavia had run away, but what if she'd been taken? She could read the same terrible line of questioning on Bellamy's furrowed brow and knelt down beside him. "She can't be far," Clark said, meaning it. "We'll find her."
"Thank you," Bellamy nodded as he rose, and they continued walking. I'm glad you're here with me."
They trudged on for what felt like hours, the sun rising and then sinking in the sky. As their circles grew wider, Clark could tell they were approaching the edge of the forest. Through the outlines of the trees, she saw a clearing and paused. There were more trees, but these looked different from the ones in the woods. They had massive, gnarled trunks and thick limbs covered with a canopy of green leaves. The branches sagged with round, red fruit. Apples.